In Iraq, Anbar province, northwest of Baghdad, is the most dangerous area in the country. American Marines and Iraqi forces are trying to bring the area under control, but so far that's been a tough task. NPR's Tom Bowman recently traveled to Anbar and sent this report.
The Iraqi police station in the city of Karma sits off a main road the Marines have dubbed Route Chicago. It is a squat, gray concrete building, all but invisible behind the stacks of sandbags. The Marines are here for a city council meeting, but no one else showed up. That's because of a whisper of danger a half hour earlier. A bustling market nearby suddenly emptied. Women grabbed their children. Cars sped off. So there's an unsettled feeling as the Marines edge out of the police station.
Yes, sir.
The Marines take fire.
Hey, get them down in the vehicles. Let's go.
They fall back to the blessing of a sandbag wall. The nearby school is a favored haunt for snipers. Mortars, too, are common. A day earlier, five of them arced into this compound. The shower of metal destroyed a few vehicles.
The problem is that the local people are controlled by fear. They're too afraid to report anyone because they'll kill him in revenge.
Lieutenant Colonel Dalif is the police commander here in this city of 70,000. He is a quiet and steady presence. Marines say he is better than the last commander, who was indifferent to the violence.
People feel happy when they see the Marine patrols and when they see the Iraqi army and police patrols because they feel secure when they see that those patrols are around. And you, our friends, have offered us every help and assistance to build our forces.
There should be 25 police on a four-day shift. There are just 11. To make matters worse, the police have no gas. The Iraqi government is not providing it. So Dalif pays for gas out of his own pocket. If all worked as planned, the police would drive through the city on 14 daily patrols. Dalif can muster only four. The Marine commander sits and listens. Lieutenant Colonel Ken Dutrou has been here 2 months. He and about 1,000 Marines cover a long rectangle of cities, towns, and desert. Colonel Dutrou tells a police commander he must do more.
It's important that the Iraqi police are seen on the street. And we need to find an Iraqi solution. Success is going to be gained by having police on every corner.
Dutrou is a lean working-class guy from Philly. He has a shaved head, eyebrows that angle into a scowl, and a needling wit. He offers Dalif a lesson from the mean streets of New York City.
Mayor Giuliani had police on every corner, and that was proactive policing.
But the Marines know that Dalif faces an uphill struggle. They say the mayor has ties to the insurgents. The local mosque posts the names of policemen, marking them for death. Some have been killed. Some of the living left but never came back. Dutrou and his Marines climb into their Humvees and drive down Route Chicago to the Iraqi army station. Marines poke out of the Humvee's turrets, clutching 50-caliber machine guns. They are suspicious of everything they see, before they turn toward another dusty bunker. Dutrou is greeted warmly by Colonel Najam, a pot-bellied man with a ready smile who keeps a cage full of canaries outside his office. He is an Iraqi Army battalion commander. He wears an American Army T-shirt.
So what the hell is going on?
I know.
Najam also is short on soldiers, just like the police. He should have about 750 soldiers. Instead, he has about 250 on the books. Some have deserted. Some are on leave. So on this day, he has just 120 soldiers. Najam's battalion will soon be replaced by another, a new Iraqi unit with the same old problem.
Do they have the same challenges in 341 with soldiers not coming back?
Officers and soldiers.
Officially, the Iraqis here are supposed to be in the lead, not in a supporting role. Sergeant Christopher Platter is one of the American trainers for the Iraqi soldiers here. Soldiers like Platter know the Iraqis are not ready to take over security duties.
We cannot conduct a major operation as a battalion due to lack of personnel, so that is why we conduct a lot of combined major operations with the Marines.
That would be the 2nd Battalion of the 8th Marine Regiment from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Dutrou's unit conducts raids, builds observation posts, and sets up checkpoints. His Marines patrol in remote parts of Anbar. Those Marines have no Iraqi soldiers working with them. Colonel Dutroux's Marines are still the main security force here.
Some could view that as a step back, but I feel as though it's only a short-term solution until recruiting can get more Jundis, more soldiers, more Iraqi soldiers into the fight.
And there has been a toll. In August, one of Dutroux's Marines, Lance Corporal James Hurlston of Tennessee, died from a sniper's bullet. And just last week, another Marine, Lance Corporal Howard March from New York State, was killed in a gun battle with insurgents in western Anbar. There have been some bright spots. Earlier this month, an Iraqi Army lieutenant helped capture two men with a sniper's rifle who allegedly just shot and wounded a Marine, and 97 new Iraqi Army recruits came forward in recent weeks. All are natives of Anbar province. Still, more than one Marine echoes Colonel Dutroux's comment to the Iraqi police commander. They want an Iraqi solution to an Iraqi problem. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Anbar Province.